What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If you're listening to us out, stop it, out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. The intern jumped into my lap and was just going after the microphone. She's a dog. Mm-hmm. First time listeners.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's not code.
It's not
right?
A really friendly intern that we're taking advantage of. Mm-hmm. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap a fuck a Rooney Tony out of it.
Crap a fuck a Rooney Tony.
We're gonna be here in the for the next couple of hours, all kinds of shit to talk about. Trump be losing his fucking mind.
Oh God.
Even more.
Fasten your seat belts, it's gonna be a bumpy night.
And horrible
ride. Bumpy
shit.
Ride.
Horrible shit he's doing in the background. I saw that now he's trying to figure out a way to make it harder for migrants to get representation.
Is this connected to the Flores Agreement or whatever that...
It's in that whole genre, oeuvre, area.
Yeah, because getting rid of that, getting rid of Flores means concentration camps are legalized,
sure.
Right?
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for continuing to buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit from Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby!
And we appreciate those that do. Love you,
yes.
Long time.
Oh, yes.
Well, let's just fucking get started. It's Faithless nice. Friday, everybody.
Jabeth!
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thank you guys for tuning in. It's a Faithless Friday, and I prayed to the non-existent sky god that at Vile Experience we'll have Jim Baker clips, maybe some more, maybe some Pat Robertson. Mm. You got any Dave the fucking fireman prophet fucknut, whatever his name is, Taylor, Mark Taylor. Any of him?
I guess you'll have to stay tuned.
Jeez.
I guess you'll just have to wait till... Stay tuned, everyone. thanks for joining us. Join us on social media anytime. But
yes.
If you want to chat with us live, Twitter be the best way to do it. Go to at Crab Diving on the Twitter, CrabDiving. And you can twat at us as much
yes.
as you want.
Oh, by the way, Dead Coke brother, rot in peace, baby. Sorry for your loss, Cokes.
That may be one of the headlines, actually. Let's get to the headlines this
yes.
Faithless Friday.
What do you have?
Oops.
To-
That's the wrong button. I'm going to flog myself later.
You're getting raped.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. What is it? August 23rd, 2019.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
These be your headlines, everyone.
Ooh-wee.
We bend over and say, thank you, enemy.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Right.
Ooh.
Over at the commie, Pinko Liberal.
Ifrit.
HuffPo.
Yay.
Americans, all decent Americans clutching their chests.
Oh, yeah.
As the news of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's additional cancer treatment has been released.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not as bad.
Well, they're done with treatment.
Right.
She had it already.
Yes.
Some localized radiation.
Right.
3 weeks of radiation after a small tumor was discovered.
Right.
In her pancreas. They said she was treated definitively. There is no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body.
Great. That's good news.
She will continue to have blood tests and scans, but will not require further treatment.
Hell yeah, baby. Good job.
The 86-year-old, 86-year-old Justice previously had surgery in December to treat lung cancer.
Right.
She was back to work in February. In November, she fractured three ribs in a fall, but went back to work later that week.
Oh, shit, man.
We shall see.
Right. Right. Well, good. I'm glad she's healthy. I mean, she works out and she takes care of herself, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Like a crazy amount.
You got to do some yoga. You got to have some bran.
She lifts some weights and
stuff
like that. She does cardio.
She doesn't vape, does she? Does she vape?
I don't know.
You know, because
I saw there's some.
The CDC.
There's some disease. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Like in Ohio, it was. There's some breakout of some odd lung disease, and they think it's related to vaping.
Yeah, it's linked to vaping. I put the story up. I think it's going up on Saturday or something like that. I mean, shock. What a shock. It's not safe like everyone said it was. Have you seen anybody vaping? You suck into a machine and you blow fuck tons of air out.
Well, like massive amounts, clouds. Of,
yeah.
Some of these vape dicks are out there blasting like an old steam train.
Right. They look like the Cheshire Cat.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies be dredging up.
Yes.
The picture of Trump, it says ready to rumble. Oh, this is about the G7.
Oh God.
These are our friends.
They're our buddies.
These are our BFFs. The
yes.
G7 are supposed to be our BFFs.
Well, you know what, man? Everybody's got that friend you hang out with and you're like, okay, I have to be rid of Bill by 10 p.m. and Bill gets crazy and I don't want to hang out with Bill anymore. And I feel like that used to be us with Trump. But now nobody wants to hang out with Bill because Bill's totally fucking lost it.
Well, you can't get rid of Bill.
Yeah, you can't get rid of Bill.
He won't leave. Ready to rumble, Dow down to 623, it says.
Oh, shit.
It's this, the Dow took a shit because Trump took a shit on Twitter after, I believe, China announced a $75 billion in tariffs right back at you.
God.
Right back at us.
I thought these trade wars were supposed to be easy to win.
These are easy to win.
Oh, yeah.
Just ask me.
If
everyone would just give me everything I want, it's easy to win.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
That's how we negotiate.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
Give me everything, and then we're happy.
Right.
He tweeted. I'm just opening our Dickwad in Chief's Twitter.
The twat. The twatest in chief.
And he's really losing his mind. I mean, I know we say that frequently, but these past couple of days as the economy appears to be slowing at best, possible recession
right
on the horizon at worst.
Yes.
I think even his tiny little doesn't understand numbers.
Right.
Doesn't read.
Yeah.
Transactional little brain. I think he can even figure out that if the economy is not doing well, he's got nothing.
God.
And he doesn't have enough people.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jews will not replace us crowd just isn't enough.
Oh, the deplorables?
His base to give him a victory. And I saw another poll today that he's in Michigan, Wisconsin, I think it was Pennsylvania, you know, all the states that fucked us.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, yes, absolutely.
In the last election, or that Russia focused on in the last election to have him to put Trump up 78,000 votes.
And believe
me, a couple of states.
I'm not one of these Hillary haters by any means, but the Democrats should have spent more time at those places.
Sure, should have listened to Bill.
Yep.
Bill Clinton was like, you got to go to the Midwest. And the Hillary's people said, shut up, Bill.
Yeah. Right. I mean, why?
I mean, he's got his issues.
Sure.
Obviously.
Absolutely. But like, why? I never understood that. Why go there? Why not go there?
She thought she had it sewn up, or they thought they had it sewn up.
You know what it was? She spent more time in states that she thought she had a chance to win. And she took Pennsylvania and Michigan for granted,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, we can't do that anymore.
So he's retweeting a lot of shit too. It's hard to exactly know when he started here.
Right. God, that sounds nice. God, our president's Twitter is hard to discern because he's
retweeting like
fucking
crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Who's he retweeting? David Duke?
I'm sure in here somewhere. Yeah. And there's just a whole bunch of them.
Right.
He's retweeting people that are just like leeches on his shaft.
Oh, yeah. What do you do for a living? I'm a shaft leech, I am. Hello.
I'm trying to find where this shit starts today. It's really,
yes.
It's not easy because, you know, when you retweet, it shows the date of the original tweet. So it doesn't,
right.
I can't tell what started today. I guess let's try this one.
Yeah.
10 hours ago.
Okay.
So that would be 7 a.m. ish Eastern.
Okay.
94% approval rating within the Republican Party. Thank you! Exclamation point.
Wow. 94% approval rating within his own party. Damn, that seems high, doesn't it?
I don't know what poll that was.
This poll.
That's pretty high even for him.
Look at my poll.
It's got to be like OAN News or something
like
that. 9 hours ago, the economy is strong and good. So then we know he's lying.
Well, who told you that? That dick bag you put on your cabinet from Fox fucking News?
Whereas the rest of the world is not doing so well. Yeah, a lot of it your fault.
Yeah.
Despite this, the fake news media, together with their partner, the Democrat Party, are working overtime to convince people that we are in or will soon be going into a recession.
Listen, Trump, the gaslighting is insane. He's the party with the fake news.
They are opening the next tweet. They are willing to lose their wealth or a big part of it just for the possibility of winning the election. But it won't work because I always find a way to win, especially for the people. Exclamation point. The greatest political movement in the history of our country will have another big win in 2020. Exclamation point.
Yay! God damn. What does that even mean? They want to risk their wealth. Who?
That the Democrats and the media are trying to force us into a recession because somehow by reporting on it and saying, hey, look, the economy isn't as good as it appears.
Fascism.
Is pushing us toward it.
Yes.
Somehow, is making it real.
So don't believe what you read and don't believe what you hear. Believe me. That's fucking nuts. God damn. Nobody's that stupid, though. Nobody can hear him say, oh, the economy's good.
Tinkerbell needs your applause.
Oh, yes.
To survive.
Oh, what a mess, man.
Next one is 51% approval rating, some poll. Thank you, MAGA.
Some poll.
This despite the fake news and polls. 8 hours ago. Now the Fed can show their stuff! Exclamation point.
Oh, shit. Now the feds can show their stuff. What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Can show their stuff.
He's really mad at the Fed. He's trying to blame Powell,
right,
for the economy starting to slow down.
Right. Great.
And the Fed did not show their stuff.
Yes.
Because 2 hours later, he said, as usual, the Fed did, all caps, nothing! Exclamation point. It is incredible that they can, air quotes, speak.
Yes.
Without knowing or asking what I am doing, which will be announced shortly.
Okay.
We have a very strong dollar and a very weak Fed. I will work. Why did he put this in quotes?
I
will work, air quotes, brilliantly. On air quote, with both. And the U.S. will do great. My only question, this is terrifying. My only question is, who is our bigger enemy?
Right.
Jay Powell or Chairman G?
Oh,
now,
Jesus.
There's so much wrong with that.
Right. Jay Powell or Chairman G?
Jay Powell is the chairman of the Fed that he put there.
Oh, my God.
Who's our bigger enemy?
What? Okay.
And I don't think Xi Jinping is called the chairman. I think he's the president, isn't he? He may be the chairman of the Communist Party.
I mean, listen, our president named the president of the Virgin Islands. True. You know what I mean? And by the way, does our president understand air quotes? Or just quotes in general, when you put quotes around something, it's supposed to infer that there's a different meaning. Like, brilliant isn't supposed to necessarily mean, like,
that's what we would write. Trump
sarcasm.
Will work brilliantly with
right,
both.
Right.
We would put them in quotes. Trump puts it in quotes.
Oh,
I will work
God.
Brilliantly with both.
Oh, my God.
Our country has, then 6 hours ago, oh, he's still going. Our country has lost stupidly trillions of dollars with China over many years. They have stolen our intellectual property at a rate of hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and they want to continue. I won't let that happen. We don't need China. And frankly, we'd be far better off without them. This is the second tweet. The vast amounts of money made were stolen by China from the United States year after year for decades.
Yes.
Will and must stop. Our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately. Oh, this was the other headline.
Right.
Our great American companies are hereby ordered.
Damn.
To immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including bringing your companies, all caps, home.
Holy fuck.
And making your products in the USA. I will be responding to China's tariffs this afternoon. This is a, all caps, great opportunity for the United States. Also, I am ordering all carriers, including FedEx, Amazon, UPS, and Post Office, to, caps lock, search for and refuse all deliveries of fentanyl from China or anywhere else. Fentanyl kills 100,000 Americans a year. President G said this would stop. It didn't.
Isn't this irresponsible? Like, when is he tweeting this? At the beginning of the fucking day?
6 hours ago.
So,
our economy, because of our gains in the last 2.5 years, is much larger than that of China. We will keep it that way! Exclamation point. He can't order fuck. He can't order the companies of the United States to divest from China.
Am I wrong to say that it seems to me like this is a very irresponsible tweet storm that's happening?
Well,
isn't this bad for our markets?
Hence, two point something percent off the Dow today.
Right. Right. That's crazy.
Literally, after these tweets, you can see the Dow went like the colonoscopy prep.
Oh, my God.
Like the colonoscopy prep.
That's so fucked up.
I hereby order our companies to our great companies.
Yes.
So, actually, right now, the number one trend, hashtag I hereby order. So, George Conway and a couple of the others have jumped on it.
Oh, yes.
And now that it's trending.
Yeah.
Everybody's hereby ordering things. So George Conway tweeted, I hereby order everyone to hereby order something today.
I hereby order our commander in chief to get the fuck out of the White House. What do you think about that?
So that's what's trending now.
My fucking God.
Everyone's hereby ordering.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, George Conway said, I hereby order everyone on Twitter to hereby order something.
That's so funny.
Rick Wilson said, I hereby order mental health check on the President of the United States.
Yes. Yes.
This guy says, everybody is shocked Donald Trump is trying to order American companies to stop doing business with China. I'm shocked Donald Trump finally spelled hereby correctly.
Oh, yeah. Here, by H-E-A-R. That's crazy, man. But, like, who does Trump want to go to war with? The whole planet? China? Iran? Canada?
Oh, well, this is sad.
Who does this fucker get along with, for real?
Trump is hereby ordered to immediately start making his products, including MAGA hats, in America. And there
are
all the pictures of Ivanka's stuff coming from China. Trump wear coming from China. MAGA hats coming from China.
You know, I put a story about, speaking of Ivanka's shit from China, I put a story up on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. I think it went out yesterday. It was talking about how Ivanka had a line of scarves somewhere Some group tested it, and it's like, they're so fucking flammable. Just a little heat. They turn into a fucking torch. It's like, I don't know.
Somebody volcanoes the one-hitter, and suddenly your face goes up like Michael Jackson.
Let's relax those regulations. How about that?
We need fewer regulations.
Oh, yeah.
Hereby order. Right. Trending on the Twitter after Trump hereby ordered that shit.
Yes.
We also have what else do we have here? Trump said, then he gets funny.
Yes.
And I kind of hate him for being funny about this.
Right.
Because some of the other big news today was that, Seth Moulton.
Yes.
Dropped out of the race for president.
Oh, okay. Seth Moulton, it's like.
Exactly.
Seth, congratulations on your run. I'm sorry it was short-lived.
Fucking Trump, 2 hours ago, tweets, the Dow is down 573 points, perhaps on the news that Representative Seth Moulton, whoever that may be, has dropped out of the 2020 presidential race, exclamation point. That's kind of funny.
What a loser. Yeah. Yeah. What is he inferring, though, that, like, everybody on the Democratic side running for president, they're a bunch of nobodies that nobody knows them? What is he? Does he think everyone running for president needs to previously have hosted a television show?
Well, and obviously his little mushroom is tweaked because the big news is how the Dow took a shit literally the moment he tweeted the previous vomit earlier in the day.
Good God. That's funny. What a mess.
I sent you on Facebook today's Dow, and take a guess.
Wow. I mean,
a guess when Trump tweeted.
About 11 a.m. I was about to ask you, I mean, do those tweets that totally, like if he did that at the beginning of the day, I mean, isn't that illegal? Isn't it illegal to manipulate the markets?
Well, sure.
Because that's what it looks like. How could he not know that's what he's doing?
So those are your headlines and shit. Yes. Those are some Trump tweet. Oh, wait. He just 25 minutes ago, he cranked out a four-tweeter.
Right.
About China again.
China.
They're taking advantage of us, blah, blah, blah. Sadly, past administrations have allowed China to get so far ahead of us. As president, I can no longer allow this to happen.
Jesus.
China should not have put new tariffs on $75 billion of United States product. Politically motivated, exclamation point. Which all of his shit is politically motivated. There is nothing that he does out of the altruistic love for his country to make the country better or life for people better.
Fuck no.
Nothing.
He doesn't
all
give
he
a
wants
fuck.
Is adoration.
Yes. Yes. It's crazy.
So now he said, well, this is going to... Good thing the market's closed.
Right.
Starting on October 1st, the $250 billion of goods and products from China currently being taxed at 25% will be taxed at 30%.
Good God.
Additionally,
is he...
the remaining $300 billion of goods and products from China that was being taxed from September 1st at 10 will now be taxed at 15. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Exclamation point.
Is he... When he's...
The market would be plummeting right now.
When he's tweeting out these numbers, is there a guy...
No, but yeah.
Is there a calculator? Is there a guy sitting there?
No, he doesn't know anything about any of this.
So what? Where do these numbers come from? Out of his asshole? Yes, of course. God. Ugh.
So,
I remember one time, and it wasn't even on Twitter, Obama said something relatively negative about Fox News, and the planet lost their fucking shit.
And they're trying to have these talks to try these trade talks with China,
right?
To try to end some of this shit.
Yes.
And how is Chairman Xi going to feel about being called the enemy?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know.
It's amazing.
Right.
As Ryan, the news broke the news earlier.
Yes.
No longer on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
David Koch, one of the Koch brothers, one of the gazillionaire Koch brothers. is not with us anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry for your loss, family and friends of him that's going to inherit all the money from that fucking piece
of
shit.
I'm just seeing a whole lot of stories about why people are reacting this way on our side.
Yes.
About David Koch. You can't even remotely underestimate the fucking effect that these guys had.
Yes.
They insidiously infected with a cancer at the grassroots level with the Americans for Prosperity and all that shit.
It's insane.
Brilliantly started taking over at the local level and got these states end up with Coke heads in the states.
Right.
Scotty Walker. I mean, remember him? And so many of these assholes.
Right.
I mean, the one that went moves up today.
Moves up.
Was David Koch, 79 years old, was actually, I think, the more socially liberal.
Right.
Very libertarian, capital L. In fact, he ran on the libertarian ticket some point in the 80s, I think.
Oh, God.
As vice president candidate.
The libertarians are always weird to me. I'm like, what do you want? You don't want road signs or some shit like that? You want?
No, they don't. Yeah, they can't explain it.
Roving bands of lunatics fucking up everybody?
Well, and there's 1,000 different kinds of libertarians.
Yes.
Your anarcho-libertarians, your minarchs. You've got all kinds of these different factions.
Yes.
Who just argue about everything.
Right.
One of the more entertaining things to watch is the libertarian debate for president when they have them.
But how do they even?
There's always a couple of just total loons on that debate stage,
right?
Again, just they're really. Next time your libertarian friend says get rid of government, ask them. Well, never mind. Ask them.
I mean,
how they're going to enforce their property rights.
We're going to get a group of people together.
Oh.
To vote on shit.
Yeah, what does that sound like?
Shit.
A government!
Government, you fucking dickhead!
So, like, this guy was, in the 80s, I hate to speak nicely of him, but in the 80s when he was running, he was pro-gay rights and like, pro-gay marriage long before you could even speak of such things. I believe they were pro-choice also, I think, maybe.
Wow.
Charles Koch issued a statement. It's with heavy heart. I announced the passing of my brother, David. Charles Koch did not say how his brother died. Well, he was 79.
Who the fuck? Shit.
He did blame deteriorating health last year when he stepped down from Koch Industries, a Kansas-based energy and chemical corporation with an annual revenue of $110
billion. $110
billion?
What?
Their company.
I'm so sorry for your fucking
loss. He personally,
loss.
At the time of his death last night, was the 11th richest man in the world at $42.4 billion.
Damn!
And as Ryan and I were speaking offline earlier,
yes,
it'll be okay because now I'm sure there's a couple of Kochs,
God.
Koch kids that are more than qualified to inherit that $42 billion and all of that influence and everything because they worked really hard to climb out of some Koch vagina.
Oh, yes.
Fuck. How dare we think about taxing estates?
Yes.
They worked hard for that money. Their great-grandfather worked hard for that money.
Good God. $100 billion in total wealth or revenue from last year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the two brothers together, $85 billion.
What do they do with that? What do they do with it? It's actually
well, exactly. I'm sure billions and billions of it are just electronic zeros floating in the ether.
I don't know.
Never to see the light of day.
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
David and Charles, along with their brothers Frederick and Bill,
yes,
inherited the business when their father, who founded it, died.
So their father died, he inherited a fuck ton of money, and then, you know, decided to fund a bunch of shitty politicians to fuck up the planet.
With the wealth from their businesses, Charles and David Koch helped build a massive conservative network of donors for organizations that work to mobilize voters and sway elected officials in support of libertarian-leaning economic policies.
Great.
They founded the nonprofit Americans for Prosperity, which has spent over $1 billion over the past several elections to support candidates who adhere to their free market, small government, libertarian ideals.
Free market, small government, libertarian ideas. Do they mean Deadwood? Do they mean like the television show that used to be on HBO where everybody's shooting each other?
While they distanced themselves eventually from the movement, trying to say they were for more classic libertarian with a small L ideals.
Oh, yeah.
They are also credited with helping fuel the Tea Party.
Oh, God. Like Louis Gohmert.
Yes.
Oh. Thank you so much.
The Koch brothers are often regarded by Democrats as a symbol of the corrupting force of corporate money in American politics. They are the fucking poster children.
What? Just that's Wikipedia you're reading or what is that?
NBC.
Democrats see that. A lot of people more. There are other people than Democrats that just see that. That is ABC trying to frame it as one side
NBC.
NBC, one side or the other. Fuck that shit. That shit is insidious. Trying to make you feel like the Democrats are on one side and the Koch brothers are on the other. It's not like that. God.
Koch money was used in fighting former President Barack Obama's healthcare initiatives.
Thank you, guys.
And
wow.
Given to groups that deny climate change, undercut unions, and oppose gun laws.
Those are not two valid fucking sides. A side that denies climate change like it doesn't exist, that denies the humanity for gay people, is not a fucking side. It's not a real side.
But the Kochs have recently split with the GOP because of Trump, refraining from publicly endorsing him in 2016, and they launched a multi-million-dollar campaign last year promoting free trade and warning against the dangers of tariffs.
So fucking what? So fucking
too bad.
What?
You laid the hay down in that barn, Koch brothers.
Yes.
When that elephant elephant waddled in there to shit.
Which one fucking died? Which one's dead?
David.
David, rot. Rot, you motherfucker. Fuck off. Hey. Fuck that.
Environmentalist and author Bill McKibben tweeted, "David Koch lived long enough to see his dreams come true."
Okay.
Massive tax cuts for the rich, rampant environmental deregulation, America out of the Paris Accords. He got what he paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I hope? I hope we get some politician. Someone comes, gets elected, and takes your family's shit, takes all your shit. That's the least we could hope for. Fuck these Kochs. Fuck them all.
David Koch donated hundreds of millions of dollars to medical research.
Okay. Wow. Good.
However.
Yeah.
It does say David Koch, who had survived prostate cancer, donated hundreds of millions, including Memorial Sloan Kettering.
Right.
He left tons of money for cancer research and treatment.
Yeah.
He was also a huge supporter of the arts,
but
specifically in New York City, where he lived, his donations included $65 million to support the renovation of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And that's awesome. However, that's part of the problem, is that these billionaires should not have to, just because they're bored and got nothing to do with it, don't know what to do with the piles of money.
Hey.
They shouldn't. As vanity projects,
yes.
Say, oh, I'll fix the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Well, yeah.
How about we as a society saying, hey, let's have these guys pay some fucking taxes. Let's get some health care and some pre-K,
yeah.
and child care for
right.
Families and all this stuff. Let's get all this really good shit. And we as a society can fund the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yeah.
We don't need beneficent fucking billionaires to decide who receives their beneficence.
Right, and not to be an asshole, but I can tell you who doesn't give a fuck about the Museum of Art or whatever museum this is in New York. A bunch of poor people in Puerto Rico with no fucking infrastructure.
Well, right, and we can do all that, though. I mean, I think we need museums and art. But
the medical research... So what? The big fucking deal. They do all this medical research, but they don't want people to get health care.
Right.
So fuck them.
Isn't that amazing?
Fuck them right in the face.
The David H. Koch Theater at the Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
And the David H. Koch Dinosaur Wing at the American Museum of Natural History got their names following large contributions from him.
All I know is I think about that shit, and you're right. It's immoral that they weren't taxed more. You think about the droves and droves of fucking homeless people probably camped out next to or within sight of those fucking places.
And listen to this disconnect. Okay, remember, he and his brothers inherited a massive mining and coal operation.
Massive.
Gazillions of dollars.
Yeah.
He was diagnosed 27 years ago with cancer, with prostate cancer, and given 5 years to live.
Yeah.
His brother said, David liked to say a combination of brilliant doctors, state-of-the-art medications, and his own stubbornness kept the cancer at bay.
His money did.
Exactly.
His money did. So, and I'm sad.
And he wouldn't even know what it would be like to think, I don't have health insurance.
No. Oh,
what am I going to do?
And you know what? I'm sad. Fuck him. We have to have.
Mean, you know, he did some good shit. He donated to some good causes. But again, we shouldn't be at that point. We shouldn't need billionaires to donate
to
good causes or research.
Yeah.
Medical research. Medicine should be not for profit.
Who cares? This guy was able to stave off prostate cancer for 5 years because he had money.
27 years. He was given 5 years.
Oh, my God.
And he lived for 27.
Boy, that makes me sad. Not to be a dick. If any of the surviving coaches are listening, not to be a dick.
They probably don't tune in.
But I'm sad. I'm sad he lasted that long. I'm sad. It's a travesty for our country. He did. He lived long enough to fund the Tea Party? Oh, fuck him. Fuck their existence. God.
So for many, there's a new stop on the grave pissing tour.
Oh yeah, shit on his grave. Gives a fuck.
It's easier to pee, you know. You got to wipe and
yeah,
stuff.
But,
and
yeah, but the result is for this guy.
So there you go.
Shit, I you know.
And many people pointing out on Twitter.
He gave all that money,
billions and billions of dollars, all kinds of influence. Still dead.
Still dead. Dead as fuck.
Can't take it with you. Can't take your $47 billion with you.
No, but your rich friends that you fixed the museum for sure are going to enjoy looking at those paintings. Who fucking cares? God, that's why you need to tax these fuckers. I mean, it's insane. He donated money so he could go to a museum that he probably lived down the fucking street from and enjoy it with all his fucking rich friends. Big deal.
Well, and he probably bought several pieces that they then lend to the museum.
Oh, and it's a tax write-off.
And all
for
it
some
is
bullshit.
Yeah, and crotch moistening for them to be able to go to the museum and say, look at, here's my Renoir hanging on the wall. That's my name right there.
God.
I'm letting the poor people look at my art.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, dickhead. God, it sucks. You know what sucks being an atheist? Because I know that he's just dead. I know that he's just a sack of bones or what, cremated, who gives a fuck? I know he's just dead and he's not roasting in some fucking lake of fire. I don't get that satisfaction.
Also in the news, it's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jabeth.
Thanks for joining us.
God, Jesus, you spared David Koch for 27 more years after the cancer? Wow. Why?
Go get a dog, everyone, because there's a new study out.
Yes.
That shows that dog ownership is associated with better cardiovascular health.
You hear that, intern?
Especially if you have a 7-point-something-month-old beagle, terrier.
Her
slash
back. She's just sleeping with her face at
the
wall.
Who the fuck knows
right
what
now. She's just staring at the wall right now.
A bunch
she's
of random dogs that fucked each other in Alabama is what the product she is.
But she's just staring. What's she looking sleeping. At?
Oh, okay. She's sleeping. So yeah, the study demonstrates that there's an association between dog ownership and heart health.
Right. Yay.
Probably because, I don't know, people walk their dogs, they play with their dogs.
Yes.
Tend to be calmer.
Right.
Etc.
Yes.
So go get yourself a
hound.
Get yourself a hound, everyone.
Right, right.
As long as you can care for it and treat
it. Oh, yes.
Treat
oh, fuck yes.
Well, don't leave it home all day. That makes me crazy. If you're going to do that, get two dogs.
Right. Well, I wonder if David Koch had a dog. Probably had a bunch of servants looking after the fucking dog.
Oh, sure. The dog probably had its own wing.
The dog probably inherited some money. The dog, the pets.
Well, I think his wife might still be around or whatever. So.
Yeah.
And he's got kids.
Right.
Surely.
Right.
Who are now sitting with the lawyers saying, how many billions am I getting?
Yay.
That I deserve. I deserve these billions of dollars. My grandfather built that business.
Oh, how funny. How funny.
It is Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jabez, fuck you.
Got a whole bunch of shit. Right. Okay, we got David Koch is dead. China retaliating. Yeah. that's 12-year-old shark bite. We did that yesterday.
Yes.
I need to clean up my spreadsheet.
Right. Oh, yeah, the kid that got bitten by a shark and the media just decided it was not a big deal. I love that. That's funny.
Well, it was just a wee bite.
Oh, yes.
He didn't sharks lose any appendages or anything.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well.
Trump's America story?
But
you feel like one of those?
You motherfucker.
Oh, wait. Let's do some audio. I gotta play this one.
Right.
Liz Crokin.
Yes.
Liz Crokin. I'm a journalist.
All right.
And I believe in QAnon. Ooh. And that Trump is playing 18-dimensional chess.
Oh yeah.
I don't. This is just a random Liz Crokin.
Is Liz Crokin the video we played earlier before the show, the pre-show meeting?
I did, but a different clip. Yeah,
but that was Liz.
That was Liz. Blonde hair.
What's up with the background?
Liz is the one.
The background on her video is for shit.
She's the one who broke her finger surfing in Hawaii.
Yeah, and she's cursed,
and
right?
Said it was Hillary's coven of witches that had somehow cast a spell on her or something.
Hey, Hillary, if you have a coven of witches that, you know, that's out there to go get Republicans.
Well, they didn't do real well in the election if they were witching it up to get you elected.
Your witches suck.
She's all QAnon all the time. She's all Pizzagate all the time.
Pizzagate.
She's all
that's the shameful
tons
one.
Of pedophiles in the one of the clip we played earlier. I don't have it for now, but she was saying that whatever show she was on, right. The other asshole was talking about all the Democratic candidates, and she said, "Well, you know, by this time next year, I think most, if not all of them, are going to be in jail for treason and for corruption and, right. You know, some of them for child sex trafficking."
Oh, my God.
So here she is talking about pedophile elites.
Oh, my God. Does she not feel any responsibility for the guy that went in that pizza parlor, shot up the place? He didn't shoot it up. He fired around into the floor or something like that.
Something like that.
I mean, God, Liz.
Here she is talking about how you can spot some of these pedophile elites, I guess.
People that have been researching Pizzagate understand that there's symbolism with the red shoes. And the people that are involved in the pedophile satanic cabal love their red shoes. Now, these red shoes worn by the elites are often, if not always, made out of human leather.
Often, if not always, made out of human leather.
So there are pedophile elites.
Satanic pedophile cabal.
Yes, and they are shod in red leather.
Human skin leather. Mm-hmm. Shoes.
Does anybody believe her? Does she have?
She's got.
Oh my God!
People somehow.
Where do you get that? Where does
she? Satanic cabal love their red shoes. Now, these red shoes worn by the elites are often, if not always, made out of human leather. And I would even go further to say that they wear red shoes made out of the human leather of some of their victims, because we know that these people love to torture humans and children, and they also love their trophies, and they also love to flaunt their trophies. So that's the symbolism behind the red shoes.
Just, you know,
well,
if you were wondering, she said they were investigating Pizzagate. Notice that's how she opened.
Oh, yes.
And they're looking at Pizzagate and all the symbolism they use.
That's crazy. But wait. What is the symbol? But what is the symbol of the red shoes? I understand where the shoes, how they're made. She explained how they're made. that they're painted red, they're colored red, dyed red for some fucking reason. But what are they symbolic of? What is this movement about, I guess?
I don't know. They're trophies. Why? They're trophies.
Of the people they killed. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so if you see somebody, well, Jesus Christ, if you see somebody walking around in that, remember that the red one-piece leather outfit Eddie Murphy wore in Raw or Delirious, yeah. One of his comedy specials?
Purple, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
I thought he wore like a red.
It might have been in one of the other ones. Yeah, yeah. The one I'm thinking of is purple or bluish or
yeah,
something.
I can't imagine these comics that wear leather. To me, I always see that. When I see I always call him, oh, it's a leather jacket comedian. Obviously a psychopath.
So there's a clip from Liz Crokin.
Yay!
A QAnon aficionado.
Oh, yes.
Thrilled about this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, because she's like, see?
Well, wait. Well, we all should be, the planet should be thrilled Jeffrey Epstein's dead. He's a fucking maniacal child rapist, sex trafficker, a horrible dude. We should all be happy the Koch brothers are dead. We should all be overjoyed that every once in a while Richard Spencer gets punched in the face because he's a fucking Nazi.
And we agree that, you know, sex traffickers and child molesters, etc., should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And on either side, there's the difference between us and a Liz Crokin. We don't think it's a secret cabal of Republicans who are only doing the diddling.
Oh, no, it's also priests.
We know that there are a herd of Democrats on Jeffrey Epstein's fuck island list.
Well, I mean,
Dershowitz was a Democrat. Yeah, yeah. Trump was a Democrat.
Right. But I would challenge you and say, let's put the Democrats in a column and the Republicans in a column, and let's see which column is more full.
I don't know.
Not that it matters, but they, you know what I mean? Oh, God, everybody's a fucking creep.
The difference is, once they're caught, we want them prosecuted. Republicans elect them to higher office.
Yeah, think about Democrats that did bad shit. Where are they now in the party?
Right.
Where's What's-His-Face with the hair? I don't even remember his motherfucking name. You know what I'm talking about? The guy from South Carolina. He ran for president.
Trey Gowdy?
No.
Oh, wait.
No, a Dem. He was going to be... He was going to be Al Gore's
John beat. Edwards?
Where is he?
All right.
Where the fuck is he?
The G7 is happening. Trump on his way.
Yay!
Another headline. G7 braces for its next encounter with Trump.
Oh, shit.
Macron,
ooh, wee wee.
Meanwhile, calling for emergency action about the burning of the Amazon forest.
Right.
Saying, we got to talk about this shit. Trump right. is not going to want to talk about
no.
that.
Well, doesn't he like Bolsonaro?
Oh, loves him. Loves
yeah,
him.
Yeah, so he didn't give a fuck about the rainforest.
They're making money. They would.
You know, I think this is important to bring this up regularly because I feel like people forget. But at its core, Donald Trump is a guy who allegedly tied a girl down to a bed, beat her and raped her. Allegedly followed a woman into a changing room at an expensive department store and raped her. Who countless women came forward during the goddamn election, said that the guy fondled them, assaulted, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on and on. That's who this guy is. He rapes and he assaults. He's a fucking, he's a goddamn tyrant. He's an abuser. He doesn't give a shit about the fucking trees.
One of France, this is back to the G7. One of France's main objectives as host of the weekend's Group of Seven summit.
Yes.
Is to minimize the chances that President Trump will blow it up.
He will.
Subjects on which to tread lightly include some of the biggest problems the world's major economies are facing. Trade.
Yes.
The system of international rules that has ordered the democratic world for decades, and climate change.
Yeah.
Already Trump has shaken up the schedule, calling at the last minute for a special meeting Sunday morning to discuss the global economy. So I'm sure he's going to squeal about Europe.
Very unfair. You guys are very unfair, too. I'm going to do to you what I did to China. You guys aren't paying up for the UN either.
This is our friends we're meeting.
Say if I were our friends, I would not go.
Walk out.
I think cancel.
Walk out.
For the good of the planet, cancel this because.
Denmark is there, by the way.
Wow. Whoa.
Awkward.
Why? Why would Denmark want to sell Greenland anyway?
It doesn't.
Well, it doesn't. It just, you know, Obama was going to Denmark and the Greenland thing was a goddamn distraction or something.
What we joked about yesterday apparently is true. There was a couple of reports that Trump has joked that we should see if we could trade Puerto Rico for Greenland.
Oh, my God.
Yuck.
You know.
Because all those, you know, brown Mexican-speaking people down there, and there's just
tell you what,
it's only 30,000 lily white folk in Greenland.
You just imagine what it's like in Puerto Rico if you don't have power, or your government's just not coming through to help you after you get decimated by a fucking storm, and then our goddamn rapist in chief makes a joke that we're gonna trade Greenland for fucking for Puerto Rico. That's funny, hilarious.
Trump officials say he will be contrasting U.S. growth with Europeans' economic doldrums. Look at how great we're doing, and you guys are doing shit.
You know, a Harley just went by, motorcycle, and on the back there's a compartment on the back, and a little dog sticking his head out. Dog didn't have a helmet on, man. People just let their dogs in Florida ride on their motorcycles. I'm against that. It's right.
Yeah, I don't.
It's dangerous.
I don't like dogs in bike baskets either. Yeah. Stuff like that. That always has bothered
your
me.
Dog.
You shouldn't be riding your bike with your dog trotting next to you because that's asking for a disaster. Also.
Absolutely.
So that's it about the G7.
Yeah, well, congratulations, planet.
What else is going on?
Yes.
It's Faithless Friday.
Jeebus. How could, you know, if you're a religious person, do you ever look at the news and you just take it in its entirety and think, what in the fuck is
stop right there.
God doing?
You said think.
I mean, God must be either like Trump, ineffective, doesn't give a fuck, sits around playing golf, raping people all day, or
Mary.
Yes, or God is playing an amazing. Yeah, is Mary the only one that gets raped
that we know of? There may be.
Yeah,
maybe there's little God bastards running around.
Guys like Bill Cosby or something.
An Arizona community college professor.
Fuck you.
Named adjunct professor teaches English at Mesa Community College.
Yes.
Had a bit of a meltdown recently.
Right.
Because he's been receiving criticism over the fact that recently he showed a 14-minute YouTube video.
Damn!
In at least two of his classes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the video promotes the online conspiracy theory about satanic pedophiles that have allegedly infiltrated the government.
Oh, wow.
Known as QAnon.
Oh, shit.
14-minute video.
Where?
Proving QAnon is real and right.
Who makes this video? That's crazy.
Four students told the Phoenix New Times.
Yes.
His name is Professor Douglas Belmore.
Right.
He showed the videos in class, but then he denied that he showed these videos when he was asked to comment, but they've got four different students saying he totally showed the videos.
Right.
Told a reporter.
A college
professor is promoting Q stuff. When a reporter asked him about it, the professor said, I think I only have one response to you. It's a question and it's three words.
Okay.
Who is Q? One student said that Professor Belmore brought up the theory while discussing the class syllabus. It's the beginning of the year.
Oh,
it's
my
because it's
God.
August. The year is just starting.
The guy is way into this shit.
One student said he just kept talking about how there are a bunch of criminals and they're going to get caught now that Trump is president. He also said he believes that Q, the professor told the students, he believes Q is John F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, and he didn't die.
He faked his death.
Right. You know what I think? I think what's happening is Donald Trump's president. And now there is, if you're a conservative or a Republican, there is no hiding the racism in your party anymore. There's no hiding the misogyny, the anti-gay shit, the anti-trans, all the bullshit, the war on poverty. There's no hiding that. And so I think what you have to do is put your mind to this fucking Republican right-wing nut job jujitsu and create things like QAnon.
Where you're still winning.
Yeah, where you in your own mind, I don't even know what it is, dude, where you're winning, but you're also finding some sort of weird morality in all this hate.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Does that even make sense?
One student said he was just babbling, bringing all this stuff up out of nowhere. A third student said that the professor spent most of the hour-long class discussing the conspiracy theory and at one point became enraged when a student laughed.
Oh, shit.
Said, I see you laughing. This is not a joke.
No, you know what, man? The student should be enraged. You should be enraged. You paid for this fucking class? I would go up to the... I want to talk to the dean. I'd say, hey, dickhead, what's up with this fucker you hired? He's talking about QAnon. I paid good money for this class, and some dumbass is telling me QAnon shit. Fuck you. Give my money back.
Apparently, Professor Belmore has gained a reputation for offering an easy class as long as students are willing to tolerate his right-wing political rants.
But
one student said, it's a chill class because he goes over all the quizzes with us.
Oh, my God. What a shitty...
It's weird, though, because you have politics being spouted at you for an hour instead of being taught the actual English stuff.
You know, this sort of reminds me is one teacher I had in high school, and I had an American history class. This guy was, he was not a QAnoner by any stretch. He was a cool guy. He was busy, right? He was obsessed with this whodunit that he was writing that revolved around scuba diving. I don't know. And that's all he wanted to talk about was his novel. He obviously had been teaching way too long.
Yeah.
And he was so tired of, like, I don't know. I think this guy probably shouldn't have been teaching. But what he would do is, like, he would print out notes. He goes, okay, everybody, here's the notes. You don't need to take notes in my class. Here's the notes. He just, and the notes were the test on everything we studied. So it was just the notes.
Yeah.
And he had the stuff that we had to remember highlighted. And all the shit that was highlighted were just the blanks that we would get during the test. So you just memorized.
Right, right.
And he would read along with you and he'd be like, you notice this is highlighted. Remember that. That is going to be on the test. And he would actually say, this is your test, minus the shit that's highlighted. And then
he just wants to be, they just want to say, wow, you're such a good teacher. Look at all the great grades everybody's getting.
He was writing his novel, and we watched a John Wayne movie. We watched The Untouchables. We watched Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You know?
There you go.
But no QAnon, of course.
Some of that's history.
Some of it. But you know, I don't think that's necessarily a way to teach a class.
Right.
But, you know, guy was in the school system of Georgia, you know.
So, I don't know what where it's going to go from there, but a adjunct professor being called out.
Well, he should
for
be fired.
Being a lunatic QAnon psychopath.
What do you think? What would you do if you're the dean? You're in charge.
Well, I don't know if he can be fired with the 10-year bullshit.
He can't be fired. God, that's garbage.
I mean, probably. I don't know how. If you can get tenure at a community college, I don't know.
I mean, if I'm in that class and all of a sudden I paid for a class. And all of a sudden, Dickhead McGee is like spewing out QAnon, and they don't let me change or go to another class. I want my money back.
Well, it sounds like you want to take that class because it's going to be an easy A if you just sit and listen to his bullshit for an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
Just don't laugh at him.
God, what a lunatic. Yeah, all these, it's so funny. Progressives, liberals, whatever, classified as snowflakes. But if I laugh at somebody spewing out Pizzagate or QAnon or, I don't know, pick one, pick a lunacy, they get sad. They get mad. They get defensive. They lash out. They get violent, blah, 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 blah.
What else have we got? It's, I do have some other clips,
right?
Some quickie clips.
By the way, I just want to remind everybody, this show's been around longer than fuck, and I put out a flyer from the old Crab Nation show.
I saw it from our old wrestling network
like
days.
6 years ago, but it's been going longer than that. I think since 2012. Because we had our show in podcast form. It was like a half hour before Crab Nation.
Right.
And then we had
that video thing for 10 minutes.
Oh, God. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Slightly before that.
So we've been around since 2011, 2012.
Maybe, yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what else is going on iTunes, but, you know.
Let me play this one.
What are we going to do at our 10-year mark?
This is, I don't know. Probably not realize we're at the 10-year mark.
Yeah, probably.
I've got a clip here. Thanks for joining us on all the social
medias. Yay! Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagash at Crab Diving.
So, I'm just going to play this and you'll know who this is.
Some nutball.
Talking about Jeffrey Epstein.
Fuck you.
Name this asshole.
My guess is Jeffrey Epstein is alive and well, and his
I got a guess. I have an answer. Rick Wiles.
Of course, it's Rick Wiles.
Bam! What do I win, Pat?
Of True News.
Wow.
He believes Epstein's alive and well.
Oh, yes. But why?
You gotta hear the rest of this.
Yeah.
My guess is Jeffrey Epstein is alive and well, and his sexual molestation career has taken a radical turn. He'll have to manage this operation from seclusion in another country with a new face that an intelligence agency has given him, perhaps even a facial transplant beyond going to plastic surgery, perhaps an actual facial transplant.
Yes.
I mean, taking somebody else's face and putting it on Jeffrey Epstein's head.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
I have seen cancer victims and burn victims that have had facial transplants. I don't think Jeffrey Epstein would opt for that.
Well,
just so that he could run his diddling operation in seclusion.
Maybe, but
this isn't a Bond film. They don't just peel off a face and put a new one on and it looks perfect and fine. And it's this guy's out of his fucking skull.
But probably what's happening is on Amazon Prime, recommended movies, Face Off. Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible movie, they have those amazing faces they put on, and Tom Cruise pulls it off.
Peels off somebody else's face, sure.
Yeah.
Going to plastic surgery, perhaps an actual facial transplant. I mean, taking somebody else's face and putting it on Jeffrey Epstein's head, all right? Or even maybe a head transplant. I mean, aren't we being told that they can do this stuff now?
No. No, we are not being told they could do this stuff now.
The only way I can figure this is what's going on is that this dude falls asleep in front of the TV. He's not quite in REM sleep. And Face Off, the movie is going on. Do you remember this movie? John Travolta, Nicolas Cage.
Sure.
And Nicolas Cage, when he gets John, I think when Nicolas Cage gets John
Travolta. He does a great John Travolta imitation.
Oh, does he really?
If I recall in the movie.
My God, now you're going to make me watch
when
it
they
again?
Switch. Yeah, Nick Cage. I like Nick Cage, but he does a good Travolta, if I recall, in the
this
movie.
This face! He has this scene where it's like, he gets all upset. He's talking to whoever the love interest is. He's just like, this face! This face! It's all Greek theater.
Somebody on Twitter responded with the promo from Face Off.
Yes. Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
So there you go. Rick Wiles thinks Epstein's alive and well, may have had a face transplant or even a head transplant, Ryan.
Oh, even. Oh, wow. Well, what do you think's easier?
Aren't they saying they could do that now?
No! But why can't you, though? Okay, this coat can is a neck, right? And, of course, above the neck is a face. Okay. So, all you do is cut.
Right.
And cut the other neck, you know, and fuse.
Sure. Oh, and it matches up perfectly. And all the spinal column with all the gazillions of nerves.
Microsurgery.
Oh, I see.
Drones.
I see.
No, your finger barely works.
I had my finger put back on. I know what that feels
like.
Ask
John Wayne Bobbitt. He had his dick put on, right?
Oh, that's one of the reasons. Whenever they talk about that, and they're like, "Oh, he put it back on," and I think about how my finger feels, and I'm like,
"Nah,
that ain't good."
Right?
It ain't good.
Yeah. At least you can tell via your dick if it's gonna rain or not, right?
I do have a couple of clips here from this guy that was on the Jim Baker show.
Oh, okay.
Really, the only reason we listen to Jim Baker clips is to listen to Lori.
Oh, yes.
And to listen to Jim Baker and their bullshittery and all that stuff. This guy... I think this guy was born in Africa.
Yes.
He's a pastor now here in America. Apparently, he figured out the Jesus scam.
Yes.
His name is Francis Miles, pastor. Here's a little bit of the interview on The Baker Show with Francis Miles.
Perfect.
Does God's kingdom have an immigration policy? Does God have policies of that kind?
That's Jim Baker. Does God have immigration policies?
Hey, dickhead, how long is this? God, Jim, how long have you been in the God business?
Well, I think he's teeing this guy up because part of this guy's book is that, oh my God, for a 35 down on the bottom on the Chiron, $35 donation or more. Why God Hates Open Borders, two books, and a CD-DVD set. Why God Hates Open Borders.
Okay.
This guy, anyway, is apparently, he's making the argument that you'll hear it.
Yeah.
Immigration policy. Does God have policies of that kind?
It's really amazing. My study of the Bible changed. When I listened to Dr. Miles Monroe, who I knew very well, when Miles Monroe made a comment,
you heard Lori. Ooh, Miles Monroe. It says Bahamian minister. Maybe this guy's Bahamian, but his accent sounds.
Is she like? Oh yeah, I've heard that person.
I don't know. I think she just swallowed a Xanny.
Fighting.
Is enjoying, or it's just kicking in, and she's...
Lori, are you choking?
Miles Monroe, who I knew very well, when Miles Monroe made a statement one time, it changed my how I saw the Bible, Pastor Jim, forever. He said, the problem with Christians is that we read the Bible as though it's a religious book. It says the Bible is the constitution of the government.
Oh.
It's the constitution.
Ooh, ooh. Holy shit. Jim Baker just had some sort of an event.
We're going to need a Depends change.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
God.
The Bible is the constitution of the government.
Right. Constitution of the government.
Since the Bible is the constitution of the government.
Right.
Oh.
It's the constitution of a kingdom.
Of God.
So that's why Jesus was the head of state. He came here as the head of state. He says, so the Bible is God revealing his mind about how his government runs and the laws that will allow you to function successfully in his kingdom. When I saw that, it changed everything. So
when I saw that, I had the idea, I can make money off of these stupid people.
Yeah. Wow.
God's kingdom is a government, No wonder it's going to have a judicial branch, because there's no government that has no judicial branch. That's why the courts of heaven are available to you, because if God has a government, there's no government that can function effectively without having a judicial system. But that said, if it's a government, then it has to have an immigration policy, because it's the right of every sovereign nation to control who comes within its borders. Do you know what the gospel is? What we gospel preachers are? We are here to preach the gospel to give visas for people to go to heaven.
What?
We're here to preach the gospel to give people visas to go to heaven.
You know, if there's a Jesus up there, listen, seriously, I think maybe you're oversleeping and haven't looked in on Earth. Maybe you got a, I don't know. How do we know? You got a bunch of different planets you're in charge of, but things are truly getting wacky down here with the interpretation of the Bible. This guy's off his rocker. Everyone's off their rocker. The whole Catholic Church, they're raping children. You really need to check up on your fucking dickhead flock, asshole.
We are here to preach the gospel to give visas for people to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. Because if you refuse Jesus, that's God's immigration policy. If you refuse Jesus and you die without knowing Jesus, you're not going to heaven. Which means heaven cannot be entered into just because you want to go there. So God's kingdom.
I did have the argument with a very evangelical religious relative one time about the whole, okay, some Yanomamo down in South America lives by every other criteria, a good, kind life, beloved by his tribe. Yes. I don't know, some monkey shits on him and he falls out of the tree and he dies.
Roast.
What happens to him?
He roasts.
And she said... she said he goes to limbo, or he ceases to exist.
Is this some Catholic bullshit?
No, she's an evangelical too. Mm. But then she tried to do the, at some point he heard the word of God.
Right, that is.
And I was like, what, some kinkajou walked up to him and was like, psst, have you met our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Now I'm going to eat your dick.
Got any watermelon?
Yeah, you better have some.
That's a callback to the show a couple days ago when a Florida man was attacked by a wandering kinkajou.
Yes.
Because the day prior, the man had seen said wandering kinkajou in his backyard and had fed the little beastie.
Right.
Kinkajous are South American.
I never heard of this animal before.
They're raccoonish.
Yes.
Lemurish kind of beasties.
They will fuck you up.
And the kinkajou came back to the dude's house the second day and for some reason attacked the fuck out of him, bit him and scratched him. The guy threw got the kinkajou into his bathroom.
Yeah.
And then they called animal control and people were like, that's a fucking kinkajou.
But, you know, dude, what part of the country were you living in when your relative had the evangelical?
Chicago.
Oh, okay, that explained it. Because, like, down here is, they would say, well, that Yanomamo, Jesus will not come until every Yanomamo, whatever the fuck, has had the opportunity to hear the word of God.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's what it says in the Bible.
Oh, I'm sure
that's
it
what
does.
They will say I'm to sure. you. And if he refuses, this is his chance, burn in hell, dickhead. You know what I mean?
Out knowing Jesus, you're not going to heaven, which means heaven cannot be entered into just because you want to go there. So God's kingdom does have an immigration policy. So if God's kingdom has it, then how can we accuse President Trump or any company or any country for that matter that wants to control its immigration system if God controls his?
Hit the applause. Hit the applause button.
How can we criticize Trump when God has an immigration policy?
Is God's immigration policy written by a little fuck Nazi? By the name of Stephen Miller? Does God have his own Stephen Miller up there?
I'm sure he does.
Oh. That is...
It's all so crazy.
Why is anyone believing
in
that?
It is all so insane.
Guys, wake up! This is dumb. It's so stupid. Does Jim Baker still take donations, or it is all just money?
Well, it gets crazier.
That's not the end of it?
This is a different section.
Okay. God.
He is the pastor of Love Fest Church in Tempe, Arizona, by the way.
I
Francis
see.
Miles.
Everybody's fucking.
Also apparently has a book out, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Look
yeah.
at Jim Baker with the business model now. He doesn't put out any content.
Oh, fuck.
He has Parade of Lunatics on. And including Rick Wiles has we've played clips of Rick Wiles on Jim Baker's show. We played clips of Mark Taylor on Jim Baker's show. We played clips of this lunatic on Jim Baker's show.
He just wants to. He's making that money.
He's got to sell buckets of food somehow.
And he's like at some point, my audience base, my fan base, whatever you want to call them, these loons are going to be mulch.
Sooner rather than later, I just saw a picture of the audience.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to milk every. Dime out of these motherfuckers.
So I don't know. You just got to listen to this part. This is Francis Miles, Jim Baker show.
Fuck you.
I'm going to start it out and then we'll skip a little bit because he just starts rambling. I wrote down where there's a great Laurie reaction.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What was the vision God gave you about President Trump?
Oh, this is a big one.
The battle for the White House. In 2020, coming up.
I want to just, this is important for Christians everywhere. I had a vision that shook me.
What? And Baker's looking at notes. So he's like, he's doing the interview thing, man. You got to sell books. He said, so what's this vision?
You know what's weird?
God gave you.
It's like, if Jim Baker's been in the Jeebus business so long and they're like, so many things with Christianity and whatever the fuck you want to believe, they're all absolutes. Like, God exists, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be saved by Jeebus to get into heaven or whatever the fuck.
Right.
But all of a sudden, he's entertaining other theories about Jeebus with this guy that he's never heard of. Like, God has an immigration policy.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Me, Pastor Jim, to the call of my being.
Oh, and this guy says, oh, this is the most important. This is the most important thing. The revelation the Lord gave him about Trump.
Oh, wow.
And the battle for the White House.
This is the most pressing bit of bullshit. Oh, yeah. I'm going to shit in your mouth.
$39. You can order the books and DVDs.
For the White House in 2020, coming up.
I want to just, this is important for Christians everywhere. I had a vision that shook me. Pastor Jim, to the call of my being, I had this vision before the mass shootings. It was about maybe 7 days ago.
Hey.
I was in prayer in my house spending time with the Lord. When all of a sudden, I had a clear-cut open vision.
A clear-cut open vision.
I was masturbating for the Lord.
Yeah. What's your name?
I had a clear-cut vision.
In prayer in my house and spending time with the Lord, when all of a sudden I had a clear-cut open vision.
Ooh.
And this vision, I saw a goat.
He saw a goat.
You know, man.
He saw a goat.
You know.
What kind of great drugs does Pastor Miles have if he's sitting at home communing with the Lord?
Right.
And he's waiting to hear what this goat he's talking about.
He's so insane. He's got some chemical bullshit going on in his head that he's having a mental breakdown.
There's a third possibility. He's lying.
And everybody's getting paid.
He's making shit up.
He's making money.
And this vision, I saw a goat. I saw a goat, and the goat was bloodied. It had blood all over it.
Did you hear Laurie?
The goat was bloodied.
Jeez. What? Okay. He's probably going to tell us. Say, what is the blood about?
Yeah. You're into it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I'm into it the same way you might be into a movie.
Dude just had a vision about a bloody goat.
Jeez.
We want to know what's going on.
Right.
And this vision, I saw a goat. I saw a goat, and the goat was bloodied. It had blood all over it. Everywhere it would move, it would leave footprints of blood that were footprints of blood. It had so much blood that it had so much blood on it. You can hardly even see the skin of the goat.
I
looked at the eyes, there was innocence in the eyes.
So He's hallucinating a goat that apparently is recreating
yes.
the last scene of Carrie.
Right.
And is walking, prancing around, leaving little goaty, bloody footprints.
I would say.
And he looks at its eyes, and I looked at its eyes, and there's innocence in its eyes.
Dude, I think someone needs to check out his basement, the shed in his backyard, and, you know. Did he? This sounds like some creepy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, what's up with all the
blood? We're 40 seconds away from a Laurie reaction.
Oh, God.
And I said, God, I looked at this goat, but I could see innocence in the eyes. And I said, Lord, what are you trying to show me? He said to me, Francis, this is the battle for 2020.
Why doesn't he just tell you? Instead of throwing a bloody goat in your living room.
What about writing it? You could even write it. You could write it down.
Right. And if you're saying, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And God's like, you stupid idiot. This is what I'm trying to say. Why doesn't God just cut out the middleman, or in this case, the middle goat?
Yeah.
And just tell him.
Maybe we're in a simulation. I hate those people. Maybe we're in a simulation.
We're in the Matrix?
Oh, yes.
Red pill, man.
Right, and this is a planet. God has a bunch of fucking planets he's in charge of, right? He's got one planet that he's very
direct. Game is busy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's very direct with one planet. Like, he's clear. He goes, guys, today do this. And other planets, he's got other systems. This is the planet where he says a bunch of weird bullshit and lets people kind of interpret it however they want, yeah. And he's seeing how it's going.
Or he lets a friend run it, or lets his brother run it, or something.
He outsourced this.
Yeah.
Sure.
The stupid brother-in-law.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, what are you trying to show me? He said to me, Francis, this is the battle for 2020. Mm-hmm. He said to me that the cabal that rule America, who have tried to get Trump out of the White House, first they tried to stop him from winning, and they've tried to get him out of office since then, and they are... Hopes were hanging on the Mueller report.
Hopes were hanging on the Mueller report, he's saying. The cabal that runs America trying to get Trump out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their hopes were riding on the Mueller report.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Been from winning, and they've tried to get him out of office since then, and their hopes were hanging on the Mueller report. And we found out that the Mueller report was nothing but a dud. They realized that when Mueller came before Congress and it became clear Mueller knew less about the Mueller report.
That's right.
Than anybody right. in that whole place.
Shocking.
It became clear
Shocking.
That Mueller never wrote that report. It became clear that.
Ah, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Who wrote it?
That's right.
Who wrote it?
Well, a whole bunch of people wrote it.
Yeah,
Mueller.
Yeah.
Do they think Mueller was sitting there at his laptop for 2 years? Writing every single word.
You remember the Jerry Lewis thing with the typewriter?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I was doing just now. It's bad
Mueller
for podcasts.
Mueller knew less about the Mueller report.
That's right.
Than anybody right. in that whole place.
Right.
It
Shocking.
Became clear
Shocking.
That Mueller never wrote that report. It became clear that this thing is not going to go anywhere. So the Lord said to me, see this God? I said, yes.
Meanwhile, you should see the necklace this dude is wearing. It's
Same.
It's a... It's a lion's head, a gold, giant gold lion's head. Right?
I don't know, man.
It looks like something a rapper would wear.
I want one. Where do you get it?
I don't know.
You
have to fleece a bunch of people in order to afford it.
I'm clear that this thing is not going to go anywhere. So the Lord said to me, see this God? I said, yes. He said to me, he says, this strategy that is the enemy is about to use against Trump to stop him from having another 4 years is a double-edged strategy. He says, because this time it's coming from the underworld and from the political establishment. I said, what do you mean? He said to me,
the underworld.
The underworld.
It's coming from the underworld and the political establishment.
Question, what is the underworld?
The Satan.
QAnon?
The devil.
No. They're for QAnon.
They're
what
pro
is this?
QAnon. This, okay. It's Satan.
Oh, okay.
Age strategy. He says, because this time it's coming from the underworld and from the political establishment. I said, what do you mean? He said to me, a sacrifice has been made in the demonic world. And the new strategy is going to be to make Donald Trump black, the bloodiest president in American history. He says, how, Lord? He says, they are going to make him the scapegoat for every bloodshed that happens in America to 2020.
Oh, my goodness. And that's
said, look at the goat. He's black.
Lori is beside herself.
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness.
They're going to make him the scapegoat. Oh, you get it?
Yes.
Goat? Scapegoat?
Oh, God damn it, that
get
goat.
Get it, Lord.
Tracking okay? All that mud.
You okay, Shelby?
Good Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shelby had an aborted attempt to jump up here.
Yeah, she didn't have an abortion.
It didn't go very well.
Donald Trump, bloody, the bloodiest president in American history. Says, how, Lord? Says, they are going to make him the scapegoat for every bloodshed that happens in America till 2020.
Oh, my goodness. And that's
said, look at the goat. His blood, it's not his blood. It has been put on him by those who want to make the goat look guilty for things the goat did not do.
Oh, so the goat's like, get this fucking blood off of me. It's not
God
me.
Damn.
It's not my blood. So the goat is Trump.
Yes. Yes. So wait. No. Is Trump a martyr? Is he saying Trump is the savior?
Because of the innocence in its eyes.
In its eyes?
He saw that they're throwing the blood on him to bloody him.
Yes.
And that it's not his blood.
Right.
And that they're trying to blame him for all of the violence that's happening. So this guy is excusing all the white supremacist violence,
yay,
all the Nazi violence,
perfect,
all the maggot violence,
fuck you,
the MAGA bomber, all that stuff.
Yeah,
this is the lamestream evil devils in the media trying to bloody the president with blood that is not his own.
Right. We're not winding up to a section where this fucking lunatic with a golden line around his neck says that Trump is Jesus or God or whatever the fuck.
No, I'm not in this clip, at least.
Okay.
In American history, says, how, Lord? Says they are going to make him the scapegoat for every bloodshed that happens in America till 2020.
Oh, my goodness. And that's
said, look at the goat. He's blooded. It's not his blood.
See, Lori.
It has been.
Lori, you got interrupted, Lori, though.
But she just got it.
Oh, my God.
She just got it.
Kinda...
Oh, that's the goat. I get it.
Put on him by those who want to make the goat look guilty for things the goat did not do. That's the innocence you see in the eyes, is the innocence of this man.
There you go.
That's a good one. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, this is what we're up against. These people are going to be voting, y'all.
That's so sad. I've always thought we were off on this country when you say everybody should vote. That's the stupidest fucking thing on the planet. That's assuming that everyone's reasonable, and they're not.
Oh, you're saying everyone shouldn't be able to vote.
Whatever. Shouldn't vote. Everyone shouldn't vote. And by the way, everyone isn't able to vote, you know? We have voter suppression. But unfortunately, it's suppressed against people that should be voting, you know? I wish we had voter suppression over people like this, to believe there's a goat walking around tracking blood and
covered with
God,
blood.
God, it's so stupid.
The goat covered with blood is not his blood.
You know, whoever this fucking guy is, this dude and Jim Baker, you and all your people watching, you are a Republican's wet motherfucking dream. You're dumb as
this
shit.
This guy, we've never, this guy's a new one. Gets his, apparently the same person that does Rudy Giuliani's die job did this guy's die job.
Perfect.
This is another right wing pastor, Hank Kuhneman.
Kuhneman,
K-U-N-N-E-M-A-N.
Yay!
He is on the Baker Show, so we may have a Baker response.
Fuck you.
But this guy is batshit. Here he is.
Yes.
Receiving prophecy in the middle of the Baker Show.
Ooh.
I'm putting my thumb upon the diabolical deeds of those who have stood before me and look for a sign, a thumb drive. When this appears, it shall be a sign of my thumb, the finger of God that has been and is upon this nation to expose. that this land shall come.
Meanwhile, he's like prophesying and channeling the Lord. The other idiots have their eyes closed, their hands open to the sky for the Lord, praying for the Lord to prophesy through this guy.
Who
apparently has now decided that there's some magic thumb drive.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Well, something, you know, somehow is a sign. Come on, buddy.
You know, you grow up in these evangelical churches, and like, if you go to a Southern Baptist church, you see all different kinds of prayer poses. There is this palms upward, like,
yes,
like you're waiting.
Like,
you're,
I don't know.
Like you're in ready position. Or eyes shut, this one, hands waving about, like one of those fucking things in a car wash. But like, why do you need that? Why do you have to be in ready position to receive God's stupid fucking blessings or whatever? Like, shit, man.
Grabbing your ankles.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That. Hey, Catholic Church. Sure.
Of my thumb,
whoa,
the finger of God that has been and is upon this nation to expose, that this land shall come into a season where it shall rest. For the trumpet shall be louder, and the voice of the trumpet through Trump shall even blast louder, and it shall outweigh the anger and that which is against it. But then there shall come the season.
This is prophecy. Oh, my God. The old people in the audience have their hands up.
God, I can't.
Like one hand up. Some of them have their hands clasped in prayer.
You know, so many actors could have made so much money in this stupid business. I could have done this. Man, listen to his monologue, man. I want to do that.
He's just making shit up.
My
now
thumb!
He's saying it's prophecy. Yeah.
My thumb!
Trumpet. And the trumpet will blow louder through Trump.
You know, these guys that speak in tongues, you know, I liken them to comics that show up with a puppet, right? Because you got the spectacle of the puppet. You don't have to come up. Whatever, the puppet's there. The puppet can say anything it wants because people are fascinated with the fact that you can not move your mouth and somehow sound comes out of
this. Oh, a ventriloquist.
They're impressed by that, so your jokes can suck. But if you're speaking in tongues, you're obviously not writing any material. Like, at least this guy's writing, you know, like, Lord of the Rings type science fiction. But these hoogity-boogity guys, they're not saying shit.
How do you know?
Also, probably these ministers, I mean, God, they probably have their standards, right? They probably show up, they're like, you know what, I'm going to do the dumbass thing about the maple tree and Adam, you know, like, fucking a goat today. They'll love that. Or maybe I'll do the Noah's Ark thing. Or maybe I'll do the thing where, you know, God sawed Isaac in half and Abraham was hanging out and they got high and then fucked hookers. I'll do that one.
And the voice of the trumpet through Trump shall even blast louder, and it shall outweigh the anger and that which is against it. But then there shall come the season of restoration, and it shall be known as the hour of payback, where I shall bring back.
Because we all know that's what Jesus is all about.
We are entering the hour of payback. My thumb.
For $19.95.
This is,
you can buy.
Right. What was it? The payback?
God, people believe this. These people are bending their heads down, holding their hands up in the air.
Can I listen
to this bullshit?
Can we not offer some criticism? I mean, the hour of payback. You need a new word.
He's riffing.
Revenge.
Man. He's riffing.
You know, something. Payback is the hour of payback. I'm sorry. It sounds like all of a sudden you're trying to finance a stereo at Circuit City.
This guy
or
does
some
a
bullshit.
Lot of material, man. He's...
You're right.
That which is against it. But then there shall come the season of restoration, and it shall be known as the hour of payback, where I shall bring back the commandments, prayer and school. I will bring back, God says, the right for the unborn to live, and it shall be outlawed in your land, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Watch what I do in the season of the trumpet that blows over the...
Yes.
Who is that loon?
Hallelujah.
That wasn't... It was, I don't know, one of the...
My thumb!
One of the other guests.
God, what a crazy... this guy is good.
Of the trumpet that blows over the next few years, but the recompense...
Ooh.
That shall be shifted.
Recompense!
Recompense! Recompense is wrong. Oof. Listen, I will give this guy high marks. Don't you want to do the voice, but for these lunatic dipshit preachers? You know what I mean? Like, if you were judging him, I don't know about you. I don't want to speak for you. But I give this guy high marks on volume. I give him high marks on like, performance.
It's like a pageant. Like, please, no swimsuit competition.
Oh, no, no. I cannot, at a 1 out of 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the shittiest, I got to give this guy, at best, a 5 on material. It's just not there. It's not popping for me.
He's improv-ing, though. I mean...
But, like, payback, payback, payback is not, like, what a god says. You know, revenge!
It's true. He is prophesying.
And then if you're going to say recompense, say it correctly. Recompense.
Recompense.
Yeah.
Defecation. Or defecation. Or
that guy. That guy. That guy's the pro. This guy's the hack. Next contestant.
Defecation.
Who do you think wins? Who's the best one of these bullshit spewers? Copeland?
Copeland's really good.
He's really good.
Yeah,
man.
He's really, really good.
In and out of that tongue bullshit like he's, you know, like he's, who's that guy who could, God, there was, who's the famous Lenny so-and-so? He could wake up in the middle of the night and hit a double. I swear to fucking God.
Dykstra?
No, no, no. Lenny, I don't know about Lenny Dykstra. He's in jail, isn't he? I
mean, it might be.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of this, just to,
yes.
There's a couple, few seconds left.
Trumpet that blows over the next few years, but the recompense that shall be shifted into this nation as a sign of restoration and payback, says the Lord.
Restoration and payback.
Right.
Says
right.
The Lord.
Also, one Lenny Harris, and I am so sorry I got his name wrong. The guy's one of the best pinch hitters in history, and I got it. Lenny Harris. Wake up in the middle of the night, hit a fucking double. The Cubs. Okay.
So keep your eye out for some prophetic thumb drive.
Oh, yeah. Again, a thumb drive? Really? A thumb drive?
Something about a thumb drive.
Thumb drive? What about in my Dropbox? Is it going to be in my Dropbox?
I don't understand any of it.
It shall be, the payback shall be in your Google Docs.
Oh, here's a farther, this is Right Wing Watch in their Twitter stream. Here's a clip of one of his shows.
Yes.
One of Hank Kuhneman's. Oh my God, you're gonna enjoy this. I saw this, or I watched this earlier.
But God says in the night sky, as the fireworks begin to sound and light fills your capital, this is not just what you see in the natural, but open your eyes, for in the spirit there has been a myriad of angels that have been upon the very crevice of heaven, waiting to move at my command. My chariot is riding.
This is when
this
you,
is
if you go see him. Yeah, this is.
Does
if
he
you
have
go
a band behind him?
Yeah, the if you go to the.
Oh
Hank,
wait, do you have? Are you looking at it or just listening?
Yeah, it's I'm looking at it.
Okay, I got to see what this is like. I'm looking.
But he also, at the end of this clip, hugs his... wait, I lost it. He hugs his... the
angels that have been upon the very crevice of heaven, waiting to move at my command. My chariot is riding...
Amazing production. I listen, who is this guy?
Hank Kuhneman.
Listen, Hank, I got to hand it to you. That band is just on point.
Now, says the Lord, waiting at my command to release a myriad of angels who have waited for this moment to bring, for now the time is to bring the greatest move that this nation has seen in its history, says the Lord God.
Oh, he does. It's a live band. They just took a shot from the other side of the... stage. There's actually a live band
lead
playing.
Guitar, bass, drums, keyboards.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you something. This is the danger for somebody like me. The character I'm playing in this story right now dropped acid and walked into this. I might be down.
You might
man.
Have a great time.
Says the Lord God of hosts.
Glory,
glory.
Now, I don't know what's going on, but there's
what
a bunch
the
of people
fuck?
On stage singing
what?
Glory, glory, hallelujah. And he is almost fucking the flag.
Like, I'm I'm so sorry. Who is he again?
Hank Kuhneman. Now,
have we played him?
No, no, he's new.
God, how have we not known of Hank?
Trump.
Kuhneman.
When Trump molested the flag, he kind of hugs it and puts his cheek up against it. This guy is, I think he's inserting into something. Still hugging, face first in the flag. Still hugging, face first in the flag.
Listen,
while a bunch of fat white, oh, excuse me, yes. I don't want to weight shame.
Hank, if
but a bunch of white people right. in the background.
I mean, if I
singing glory, glory, hallelujah.
Hey, Hank, if I could give you some tips. I mean, I do produce shows. Actually, I have a show tonight. You know, go on my Instagash or whatever, figure out where it is if you live in the area. You need a fog machine and more squirting. Don't you think he needs a fog machine? And what is well, and it needs to be staged. I'm sorry.
Teach a couple of these people harmony, too. I mean,
yeah.
If you've got enough people to make a choir.
What's up with the lighting? The lighting is very
for radio. It's not great, but
no, you know, I don't know how to say that. That is basic bitch lighting. That's basic bitch lighting.
Sounds like there are some people trying to sing harmony,
sounds horrible,
but
it's horrible.
They don't have monitors,
and you lost me. I'm sorry, Hank. You're not going on to the next level. You're not getting my vote. The earlier shit with that jam band, that was on point. This sucks.
So because of this clip, apparently he was soundly mocked on social media for basically blowing a load on the American flag.
I mean, that's creepy.
And here he is on the Baker Show.
His face.
Complaining about.
His face is buried in it.
He's complaining about the mockery he received.
We had a 4th of July event at our church, and I was so overcome that I didn't know it. I grabbed the flag. I don't know if you ever did anything in prayer that you don't realize. And right. I was hugging the flag.
Wait.
Lori's like, oh, totally.
And again, that you, I'm doing air quotes, that you don't realize.
Yeah, totally.
Oh. Yeah. Ask some Catholics about that shit. Yeah.
Lori's like, yeah, I had sex with the dog while I was praying.
I was so overcome that I didn't know it. I grabbed the flag. I don't know if you ever did anything in prayer that you don't realize. And I was hugging the flag and I was just.
Oh, man.
I was just weeping as I was hugging the flag.
Oh, this guy's good. He's starting to cry. He's working up some tears here. Wow.
You know, I have to
I
tell you.
If he went to like Juilliard or maybe like, Yale.
Well, who knows?
Drama.
Well. If you're an attorney and you're meeting with one of these pervs and he says something like, you know, have you ever done anything in prayer that you didn't realize, you know, some bad shit? I think you're about to hear about some bad shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did some stuff in prayer I didn't realize. Uh-oh. Fluids.
Here's the rest of this clip really quick.
This
is Hank upsetty pants.
I gotta say, this is Hall of Fame religious bullshit stuff that we're hearing.
Really crazy today, right? Isn't it?
I mean, his face is literally, it looks like he's dry humping the flag.
I was just weeping as I was hugging the flag and they took a picture and they put it on social media. I got threats and crazy stuff. Just hugging the United States of America.
Oh, poor you!
And I said, God, I had no clue how much that there is those who have an agenda to take away not only our freedoms, but to attack the church because the enemy hates God and he hates what God is doing.
Hey, listen, dickhead. I'll say this to you, you fuck. What do you think your evangelical side does to gay people, does to trans people? What do you think that shit does to them? Fuck you, you snowflake.
So
fuck you.
Hank Kuhneman, a new
Hank.
Maybe in the rotation here.
That band Crab Diving. It makes me sad for that band, you know. Cause imagine you think that band just got a gig and they're like, shit, man, we need money. This Hank Kuhneman guy says some crazy shit.
No,
he's gonna fuck the flag.
For these church things. They're
Really?
You're helping the Lord, man.
Oh, man. I think these musicians might get paid well for church gigs.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I know maybe, sometimes choir directors get paid.
If you think about it, if I'm running a church, I'm running this bullshit operation, I'm like, okay, what do people love? Live music. You're like, eh, I can get a music. I mean, if you're thinking about it, for a Sunday day, a musician doesn't have any other gigs, right? They always play at night. You can probably get a good musician. Imagine the guitarist you get for $75 to sit in for one fucking hour. And then everybody digs it. And then they're getting out their wallets, they're giving to the church and all this bullshit. Oh my God, you're going to make that $75 back. Please.
So there you go. Some Baker clips and
there you go.
But
there's some lunacy.
More Baker guests.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my God. I mean, so crazy, dude. Right.
This is Trump's America.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Michigan last night.
Eat my dick.
During a forum, candidate forum,
yes,
for the Marysville City Council.
In
Marysville, Michigan.
Right.
One of the five people running for three open seats.
Yes.
Her name is Jean Kramer.
Okay.
Let me see if you can hear. I've got audio. I'm not sure if you can actually hear what she says.
I'm trying to guess if what she says is it going to be racist in nature or just fucking nuts or is it jeebusy?
Do you think that should be something that we should be a little more aggressive at trying to make happen? We can start with you, Ms. Kramer.
Let me back it up a little bit.
Councilman?
March ass pop.
Philosophical question. Do you think that should be something that we should be a little more aggressive at trying to make happen? We can start with you, Ms. Kramer.
My suggestion, recommendation, keep Marysville a white community as much as possible.
Oh my God.
So
you can even, I'm going to go with racist.
The question was, do you believe the diversity of our community needs to be looked at? And if so, should we be more aggressive in attracting foreign-born citizens? Jean Kramer, let's call her a Republican.
Oh, shit, Pat.
Has said, keep Marysville a white community as much as possible.
Yes, but you know what? But of course, because that is what the Republican Party stands for. When the GOP, when they try to distance themselves from Trump, is disingenuous. Make America great again is make America white.
More aggressive at trying to make happen. We can start with you, Ms. Kramer.
My suggestion, recommendation, keep Marysville a white community as much as possible. In other words, no foreign people because in our past, what we have experienced is better to.
So how many people in the audience did think are like, I can't wait to vote for her?
Yeah. What is the stammering about? What is she trying not to say, though?
The N-word, probably.
That's what I
simply American-born, put it that way, and no foreigners, no.
Councilman,
they just move on.
Yeah,
they just move on.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Wow.
One candidate responded and said, "Is this 2019?"
Yeah, you racist loon.
The Times Herald asked Kramer if she wanted, later asked if she wanted to clarify her remarks.
Yes.
She doubled down and tossed in a little bit of the Bible.
Oh, shit.
As long as, how can I put this? What Kathy Hayman doesn't know, that's one of the other people running,
yes,
is that her family is wrong. A family, it's a biracial family.
Right.
She's talking about.
Oh, shit.
Her family is in the wrong. A husband and wife need to be the same race. Same thing with kids. That's how it's been from the beginning of, how can I say, when God created the heaven and the earth. He created Adam and Eve at the same time. But as far as me being against blacks, no, I'm not.
Ah!
Oh, these Republicans.
So she's fine with blacks. She said people from other countries coming in Marysville, right. Ohio.
But
Marysville, what?
Michigan.
Okay.
But no waste mixing. That's a callback.
God. Oh, right.
To the Nazi kid show that used to be on YouTube. Yes.
Wow.
We got to get the fuck out of here.
Good week,
as much
America.
As fun as that clip was.
Good week, right? We did good this week.
Yeah. Good job.
Fucking Christ.
If the world's still here on Monday, we'll be back. Yay. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes.
Stitcher and Spotify.
The dog just pushed the microphone away. She's done.
Oh, God.
Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. Instagram, Radar Comedy. Go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal, genital, oral, anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.